The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Ooh, we got a big name guest in studio with us today, and just in time to talk with us about one of the biggest NFL trades. I'll give you a hint. His initials are CP. No. His first name is Carson. No. His last name is Palmer. There we go. His last name is Palmer. Now you got to guess who it is.
That's right, MB. We got to get CP's take on what seems like the most long-awaited trade ever. The Green Bay Packers and New York Jets agreeing to this one transaction, which sends a certain multi-time NFL MVP and Super Bowl winning quarterback to gangrene. Aaron Rodgers, of course.
Rodgers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. A game ender for the Packers.
He doesn't really have to go very far in terms of changing his colors, right?
It's not very often when one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game gets to go to the greatest fan base in the National Football League. My goodness. After the deal, Packer GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to media and talked about what it's like moving on from the future New York Jet Hall of Famer.
I know this, he'll always be a Packer, you know what I mean? And he'll want to be one of the best that ever have done it around here, and I have a lot of respect how he went about it. He'll be missed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, players like that don't come around very often. But at the same time, we're really excited where we're headed and what we're moving to do, and wish him nothing but the best.
That was the GM of the Green Bay Packers, Brian Gutekunst, reacting to the trade of Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets.
And to take us through that deal and what it might mean to both franchises, plus give us some insight on some of the other big money quarterback deals and how the upcoming NFL season is shaping up, we welcome, oh my God, he was the former number one overall pick and the Pro Bowl QB, Carson Palmer, to the Bloomberg Business of Sports. Carson is also an ambassador with Level Select, a wellness company. I can just go on. Yeah. You know, he.
How many fantasy championships, Michael, has he won?
I actually did win two. Two. And as he went, one when you were with the Cincinnati Bengals, and one when you were with the Cardinals.
Well, congratulations and thank you, because you propelled me to helping you earn that championship.
Right? He had something to do with it.
This is the first time we've met, but I knew I could sense you needed touchdown passes
and
big yardage
games.
And I felt that. So you're welcome.
Man, I'm so glad you were here. I want to start, first of all, with something that you have a product. I want to start with that before we get all into career and stuff. And you talk about a guy that needed some help with some pain. You had to have this. I wish this was back around back in the day when you were playing.
Tell you and me
about
both.
It.
No, and I still am dealing with pain and just issues from surgeries and back issues and neck issues and just the wear and tear of playing in the National Football League and playing at a big university for USC in college. So a lot of just, you have a surgery, you have residual pain for years and aches and so Level Select is something I've been using for 5 years now. I love it. It's been great. It's been a game changer for me. I've got kids I'm coaching and playing with and goofing around and playing catch and soccer and basketball, you name it. And it's something that lets me continue to be active. It's something that takes that edge off, that pain. that I consistently have in my knee, in my back, in my neck. And it's really, like I said, it's been a game changer for me.
Well, I agree, because with that CBD, and I was screwing around one day in the house, just, you know, playing around with my kids. And all of a sudden I took a step and I went, ooh. And, you know, of course, my youngest 18-year-old said, what's happening, old man? Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, the zinger. They yeah. get you with the old man. There's no argument.
There's nothing right. I can I'm say, an old man.
No, it's like I said, it's been a game changer. You can buy it at CVS at the pharmacy now. You can buy it on Amazon.
Amazing,
it's an over-the-counter product, so it's completely healthy. It's completely safe. It's all natural. And like I said, I mean, if you still want to be active and keep up with youngsters and young friends, you know, son-in-law, whatever it is, grandkids, if you need a little something for that ache and for that pain, it works magically almost, it feels at times. And I love it. And it's been a big part of my life ever since I've been done playing.
So you're an ambassador for Level Select. Do you also own equity in it? Because obviously the big thing right now is professional athletes not just being the hired spokesperson, but really being a partner with the brand.
I've partnered with him. A buddy of mine started it, Todd Davis. He came over to my house. He's like, man, I've got, and he was a big part of LifeLock. So that was, you know, the cybersecurity company. Yep. And then he moved on to the next thing, which was Level Select. And so he comes over, we're sitting down, I try it. I gave it to my wife to try it. I gave it to my mom. Like, I'm like, what am I missing here? This is amazing. And I invested. And you know, within 60 days, I had invested in the company. I'm a part of the company, mm-hmm. proud to be a part of the company. It's a great group, very, very smart, very cutting edge product and technology, and just great to be a part of.
You know, for our audience, you have to understand Carson back in the 2005 wild card game versus Pittsburgh suffered a devastating knee injury, right? ACL, PCL, MCL. I think every CL in the book you hurt there. And it led to something called the chemo clause, right? Which was, you know, you can't hit defenseless quarterbacks, you know, below the waist or whatever. Now, where we are today in the game, Tua, the concussions, is the NFL doing enough to protect quarterbacks in today's day and age?
Oh, they're doing more than they ever have before. When I first got in the league in 2003, you could have at it with quarterbacks. You could pick them up. You could body slam them. You know, back then there was a lot of stadiums were playing on turf still. So you're really playing on, you know, a concrete floor with a little bit of fuzz on top. And as the game has progressed over the years with my knee injury, Tom Brady had an injury back in like 06, 07, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. Same kind of situation, hit low. You mentioned Tua, the concussions, the things we're seeing. I mean, they are doing everything they can to protect the quarterback. I think the quarterback's never been more protected. I think the next level would be just take his pads off and don't let anybody touch him. And they're not going to go there.
No.
But the game has changed. They're, you know, from the receiver position, when I first got in the league, if you threw a ball late over the middle, that receiver's going to get his helmet knocked off and there would be no penalty. Now you can't hit the defenseless receiver. I just think the league has taken so many steps to try to make the game as safe as possible. But at the end of the day, it is a violent, physical game. Concussions will happen. Blown out knees, broken bones. Those things, unfortunately, are going to be part of the game. And in order for them to not be part of the game, you almost have to make it flag football.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox president Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
So with all the protections they have in place now for quarterbacks, I mean, is it fair that Jalen Hurts is making $255 million over 5 years? No, I'm just kidding. It's just my... I mean, but think about it. I mean, when you came into the NFL, right, if I'm not mistaken, 6 years, $47 million, Cincinnati Bengals back in, you know, 2003, I believe. I mean, think about how far the quarterback position has come, the importance thereof, and that leads me into, obviously, what's going on here in New York. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. What are your thoughts on this trade?
Well, it's huge for the Jets, obviously. But it seems to me that it's almost a lateral movement as far as rosters are concerned. Aaron going from that Green Bay roster to the New York roster. you can argue there's a couple better positions, maybe some better players. It might be a little bit of an upgrade roster-wise, but it's not a drastic upgrade. It's not worth drawing a line in the sand saying, you got to trade me because you have to get to this team. This team is so talented. There's so many good, great players in New York. I don't think that's the case. In fact, if you were to compare these two rosters and you were to look at the next best player after Aaron Rodgers, it's Aaron Jones, the running back in Green Bay. I mean, he is a game-breaking, game-changing player. There's some really good players on this Jets roster, but it is not a massive upgrade. And he's going to a much more challenging conference because you got Patrick Mahomes and you got, you know, in your own division, you got Josh Allen, you got Tua in Miami, and Tua may not be a Josh Allen, but that Miami roster is spectacular. Loaded. And you look at the old NFC North, you know, that you know, Green Bay, Detroit's kind of up and
coming. Joe Burrow.
You got Joe in Cincinnati, but I think he's going to a much more challenging conference and division, and the roster's not that much better.
Yeah, I admit, as a Detroit Lions fan, he didn't have much challenge, man, with the Packers, man. But we're getting there. We're getting it. By the way, full disclosure, if you notice any drool on his copy, it's because that's a diehard Jets fan right there.
All right. Well, another thing, too, Aaron's going to a defensive-minded head coach now.
I agree. Yeah.
It's nice. When you're a quarterback and you get to play for an offensive-minded head coach, everything is built around the offense.
Carson, I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, but you went through some issues back with Cincinnati ownership back in the day, right? If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I mean, how hard is it for a quarterback to play for a team where he just doesn't respect ownership? He doesn't like management. They don't get along. I mean, he was almost forced into retirement as well. So, I mean, do you think the Aaron Rodgers that's coming to the Jets can be the Aaron Rodgers of old?
Well, I think there's a handful of quarterbacks that when I watch play, I say, wow. Aaron Rodgers at the top of the list. Yeah. So you've got that kind of talent organizationally coming in for the Jets. You got to be ready to deal with Aaron Rodgers. He is not, you know, super easy to deal with. Let's be honest. There is some expectations. There are some things he wants to weigh in on. He wants a little piece of the roster. He wants a little piece of what they're doing in free agency in the draft. And they weren't willing to give him that in Green Bay. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. The Jets have to be ready to give him a little bit, give him a little say in this, give him a little say in that. And so you have to be ready to take on that kind of talent, to also be ready to take on that kind of attitude and that kind of ego, because that ego changes that building. It changes that organization.
You know, Aaron Rodgers is often cited as one of the best mobile quarterbacks, and mobile quarterbacks are really having a moment right now compared to pocket passers. What do you think is better, provides better value in the current NFL environment right now?
Great question. It is really challenging to watch your quarterback get hit. And when you watch Josh Allen and you watch some of these bigger, more physical running quarterbacks take these hits, every time he takes off and exposes his body, he's exposing the organization. Mm-hmm. And so Aaron really over the last 5 or 6 years has really slowed down his outside the pocket game. He is really trying to win the game and play the game inside the pocket. But when these quarterbacks get on the run and they go taking on linebackers, I mean, you watch Josh Allen, he's a great example. He tries to run through linebackers. He tries to run over defensive linemen. And every time he's doing that, that organization and that team is susceptible to maybe not having that quarterback for the rest of the season.
Very stressed watching him run.
It's hard. It's hard to do. If you were the owner, I just imagine being the owner, and every time he takes off to get 6 yards, was that 6 yards worth putting our organization – exposing our organization? And so there's so many good young quarterbacks that are fast and quick and can run. And the older guys like myself, Tom Brady's, Drew Brees, guys that played the game from inside the quarterback, those guys, you know, they're not all the rage right now. They're not all the excitement. The excitement is you want the guy that can run. But at the end of the day, when you look at the most successful quarterbacks in this league, Drew Brees owns every passing record. Tom Brady owns every record as far as wins and championships. Those guys did it inside the pocket. Those guys did not ever do it outside the pocket. At the end of the day, when it comes down to winning the big game, you've got to beat teams from stepping up in the pocket and delivering the ball accurately downfield. That's how you win championships. Peyton Manning proved it. Eli did it a couple times. Tom Brady did it a couple times, more than a couple times. But that's where the game is still won when it comes down to it.
So maybe that's the way into the league, to be one of those mobile quarterbacks, and then you evolve into a pocket passer.
You've got to have that in your game. When it comes down to it, it's 3rd and 7. You've got to recognize the defense, get your offense in the right play at the line of scrimmage, and step up in the pocket and deliver the ball accurately. The team is paying other people to take off and run with it. Mm-hmm. The team is paying the running backs and the receivers and the skill position players. At the end of the day, the proof's in the pudding. Look at what Tom Brady did. Look at the amount of championships. He never did it from outside the pocket.
Well, I mean, Carson, if you just think about, this Thursday, the draft, and you look at the four or five quarterbacks that may be taken in the first round, all are running quarterbacks, from Anthony Richardson to Bryce Young to CJ Stroud, you name it, right? So I take your point there. What I think is kind of interesting, though, is it is draft day on Thursday. Tell us what these athletes are doing to prepare for draft. What did you do back in 2003 to prepare for draft
day? Don't tell us, man.
Mine was different. I knew I had already signed a contract with the Bengals prior to the draft. And so the word was out. I think I signed it 2 or 3 days before the draft. And so, as the number one, pick, you're sitting in the green room with everybody else. Normally, you don't know who's going number one. You have an idea, but they knew. And so Commissioner Paul Tagliabue comes out to the stage and he says, with the Cincinnati Bengals, 2003, you are on the clock. And then he walks away. And everybody in Radio City Music Hall was pissed. They're like, no, we already know you're going to start the clock. And let's not waste 15 minutes. Right, let's get to the number two pick. So all of a sudden they're booing Tagliabue. They're booing this long. I've already signed. The deal's done. Just announce it and get to the second pick. And so everybody inside's booing. And I walk on the stage. They're still booing. I'm like, man, welcome to NFL, Here's my moment.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
From great questions to stupid questions, when you were with USC, did you wish there was NIL? And I'm sure the answer is going to be, no, man. I don't want the money. In fact, I'd pay money. No. Today's college athletes, and God bless them, quite frankly, is like they're getting the money that they deserve.
So my senior year in college, no NIL deals. I think my stipend check was like $346 a month. I lived in a 4-bedroom absolute dump with eight other dudes in the football team. We were splitting rooms in the hood. We had rats. We had spiders. We were, I think I had a mattress on the ground, and we were scraping by. So absolutely, yes, I wish there was an NIL deal. But my senior year, I had won the Heisman. We had won a bunch of games. There was 90,000 people in the stands every week at the Coliseum in downtown LA, and we were still making $346 a month. So yes, I wish there was NIL.
Oh man, that's great.
When you look at this new crop of college athletes becoming future professional football players, what is it that you would advise them when it comes to thinking through their career arc? Not just the first team they sign with, but kind of planning out their career into life after the league.
I just think your team is so important, and not the football team that you're playing for. It's the team of individuals around you as you're building your business and your brand. So having a great financial advisor. As soon as your name is called on draft day, everybody's got a new product, a new idea, a new investment, a new pitch. And so having really, really strong support financially for your brand, for your future, having a great, somebody to work on issues and aches and pains and having a deep tissue massage therapist, a chiropractor. I mean, there's so many things you need around you at such a young age. You're going from, like I said, scraping by in college and maybe not as much anymore with the NIL deals, but still you're going to a new league, a new world. You have new financial security and you need the right team around you. So I just think that's so important. So many guys, they say, oh, I'm going to stick with, somebody I grew up with or family members that I can trust. That's tough too, because at the end of the day, when you're talking about, you know, $40, $50, $60, $80 million contract that some of these guys are going to come in, having the right team around you to watch that net worth grow, to protect it, having somebody to send email, you know, your buddy from high school sends an email about a new business he wants to start, and having, you know, people to vet and look at deals and understand why these don't work and just learn from them. So surrounding yourself with a great team that also educates you along the way, because that's something I look back and I missed out on so much education when I started investing right away as I was you know, a professional athlete, and having support, having people to lean on, having people that have been through it and done it before, and you know, you're starting all over from a big lump sum of money, and how you guide that money and direct that money is a big move. You know, there's a lot of expectation on you, and having that support system around you is so important. And then, you know, at the end of the day, these guys are 20 years old, 21 years old. Think about what we were all doing when we were 20, 21 years old.
Yeah, that time is so important. I was 21 when I was 20, 21 at the time, man. Carson Palmer, my goodness, man. What, we are lucky to have you, man. Thank
Thrilled
you
to be
so
here.
Much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports. We really do appreciate it, man.
And it's an honor for me.
Gotta come back.
I listen to you guys in the car every time I'm in the car, and then I've got Bloomberg on at the office every morning. And
what are you gleaning from Bloomberg Television, Bloomberg Radio? I'm really curious about this.
What am I watching?
Yeah, what are you watching? What are you listening?
Like, I watch the open. I watch the close.
You watch the close?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so do you think the Fed is going to reach its 2% inflation target?
Oh, man.
I'm a super fan right now. I love being around you guys. This is an honor for me. I think there's one more 25 bip coming, and then maybe we hold there for a while.
There we go.
But I don't know. I've been bullish and bearish depending on hearing you guys talk. It's changing. It's volatile. It's scary out there right now. But I think the soft landing is possible.
Carson Palmer talking glide path of interest rates.
I learned it all from you guys.
And from Michael Barr, 32 black, baby. Level Select. Go out and buy it because it is a great product.
And I'm coming with a 20% discount. If you promo code Carson20, you get 20% off everything in your cart today.
Ooh. Buy it.
Love it.
Buy it now.
Plant-based pain relief. It is the future.
Carson Palmer, thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu and Damian Sassauer. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And follow me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Rogers.
Thank you, Fireman Ed. You're listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.